must you eat immediately after making a bracha? If you don't, you have to repeat the bracha. For example, I was sipping tea of other week, and I made a bracha, and this is actual story that happened, and I didn't realize how hot it was, and I said the shaka, and I kept on trying to bring the tea to my mouth, and I was too afraid because I was going to burn myself, and it went on for 30 seconds, me going up and down with the tea, trying to drink it. Now, I finally drink it, but do I have to make a new bracha? At this point, already 30 seconds have passed. So the Torah says, Kol elu brachos, all these brachos, tzarech shlo yafsik bein bracha v'achila. You now would have a hefsik between the bracha and the eating. The Beis Yosef says the source of this is the Gemara, which allows you, Gemara brachos, which allows you to talk in the middle of a bracha or before a bracha and the eating if it's for the purpose of the bracha, like, for example, to ask for salt, etc. That implies, says the Beis Yosef, that if you are talking for no other, for no good reason, it's usher, and you have to repeat the bracha. But you see from the Beis Yosef that he's understanding the Torah that the only hefsik which is forbidden is a talking hefsik. Interestingly, the Beis Yosef later cites the Shibolei Leket, who based in Yerushalmi, says if someone spills wine and it's a few seconds later now and he gets new wine, you may need to make a new bracha on the wine. Now, this is a case where there's no hefsik, there was no actual talking, it was just a time delay. He seems to contradict himself. A third Beis Yosef cites to Abu Raham, who discusses a story what happened when Rabbi Gershon ben Shlomo, where they accidentally switched Torahs on Rosh Chodesh, and it was Shabbos Chanukah. It was Rosh Chodesh Teves and Shabbos Chanukah. And they made the bracha on the Torah for Chanukah first. Do you need to make a new bracha? But Abu Raham ruled that there is no new bracha, as he says, even though there was a hefsik of silence in between the Asher Bachar Banu and the actual reading of the Torah, the original Asher Bachar Banu, he says it doesn't make a difference. Hefsik of time, if you're not making any sounds, you're not making any noise, is not a bad problem. It's no matter how big or small the break is, it's all fine. Now, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Torah that this hefsik is not allowed, but doesn't mention anything about a hefsik of silence, implying that he passes like Abu Raham, that perhaps a hefsik of silence is fine. Now, the Ramah notes the Shibolei Leket and rules that time delay is a problem if it's after Toch Kedei Dibur. In other words, after 2-3 seconds, if you just have a time lag between the bracha and the eating, you would have to make a new bracha. Now, how do we paskin? So the Magen Avraham says, well, we kind of give a, because of this like confusion of the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch itself, v'cherchila, you should not have a hefsik of silence. But b'diavet, if you do have a hefsik of silence, you do not need to make a new bracha. And this is, the Shaar Tzion says that this is based on Suffolk brachos hakel, and the Mishnah Berurah therefore warns people not to do the foolish thing that I did, is make a bracha on a boiling hot thing until it cools down. Now the Nishma Shabbos says, based on this, v'cherchila, there's this minhag, he quotes an old standing Chassidish minhag, it sounds like, to look at your reflection in the cup of Havdalah before, he says it's brought down in Sfar Makadoshim. If you do that, you have good schools before you actually drink it, but after you make the bracha. Says in Nishma Shabbos, don't do that, because it's a hefsik. The time delay will be a hefsik. And this is not considered tzorich, because it's not for a good purpose, because he says you can barely see your reflection anyway with electricity nowadays, with the lights on anyway, so he says not to do this. Now, what is the how long, rather, are you allowed to have a hefsik with b'diavad? In other words, we said you don't make a new bracha if there's a time delay hefsik between the bracha and the eating, like my case of the tea. But let's say, like I said, my tea case was 30 seconds. But let's say it's an hour. You know, you make a bracha, and now you don't eat anything for an hour for some reason. Classical case would be you thought the fast was over and you made a shakal to break your fast, and then you realize, whoops, fast is over at 6:05, not 5:05, and now you're stuck. And you have to wait there for an hour. So, according to the Sefer Meir Oz, cites Machokas between Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who says, even if it's more than an hour, it's not a hefsik, because silence is never a hefsik. However, he cites Nissim Karelitz, who says, it is a hefsik, and you would need a new bracha. Now, what about the final case, about which you have a case of a walnut or a fruit or something like that? Do you need to break the walnut before making the bracha? So the Biskei Tshuvas notes the Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons for a walnut. Number one, because Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and he says a walnut, you break the walnut before making the bracha. And he notes, Biskei Tshuvas notes the Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons for the walnut. Number one, because it's a hefsik otherwise, and two, because maybe it's wormy. He notes the other poskim only list the reason of it's possibly going to be wormy, because they feel, those other posts can feel, that there is no hefsek problem, because it's much better to make a bracha on a complete fruit, and we'd rather make a complete fruit, make a bracha on the complete fruit, and if there's going to be a time delay where you have to peel the fruit, that's not a problem, because time delays are not problems if it's for a purpose. Now, the Piskei Jews also cites some achronim who had a compromise opinion. I think he quotes the Chasam Sofer, who used to cut off the shell, or cut off part of the shell of this fruit, orange, let's say, when they eat the orange, but then would rewrap it with the cover, so you're making the bracha before he made the bracha, so that he's making the bracha on a complete fruit, but it's still not going to be a hefsek, because the fruit is technically already peeled, and this way it solves all the problems. But Lamaisa, it may depend, as the Zosa Bracha says, depending on what type of fruit it is, how long it's going to take, so that is really a discussion outside the topic, but the best thing is to always make a bracha, as if you can, right before you're going to eat the food.